This is KCUR 89.3. Health groups in Missouri have been working for decades to raise the state's tax on cigarettes. On Election Day, Missouri voters will decide on a constitutional amendment to finally increase that tax. But this time, health advocates are urging them to reject it, while a big tobacco company is spending big to get it passed. For Heartland Health Monitor, Alex Smith explains.
17 cents. That's the tax on a pack of cigarettes in Missouri. It's the lowest in the country, a fraction of what you'd pay in most states, and it hasn't changed since 1993. To early childhood education advocate Linda Rollo of St. Louis, a small increase seemed like an easy way to fund an expansion of early childhood education and health programs. But then she took the idea to lawmakers.
And we had big right-leaning people mocking us. I mean, it was just rough.
So Rollo and other tax increase proponents decided to take it directly to voters through a ballot measure. Their polling showed voters might be okay with an additional 60 cents a pack. They estimated their plan would generate around $300 million a year, mostly to fund early education and the rest going to smoking cessation programs and children's health care. The group reached out to health organizations like the American Lung Association, but there was a problem. The tax, they said, was too small to have an impact on smoking rates. Washington University tobacco researcher Doug Luke explains.
Raising prices of tobacco products, we know, is the most effective way to prevent people from starting to smoke, to help people not get addicted, and for those who are smoking to help them quit.
Amendment 3's plan to increase the tax gradually over 4 years would also keep it from changing smoking habits, according to the American Lung Association. Rollo says talks with health groups broke down.
It was basically, it's my way or the highway. So we took the highway, and, you know, when you're going down the highway, you might pick up an interesting, you know, companion.
That interesting companion is tobacco giant R.J. Reynolds. The company offered to help, and an R.J. Reynolds spokesperson says its support of Amendment 3, which adds up to more than $12 million, marks the first time Reynolds has supported a cigarette tax. This pits big tobacco against smaller cigarette manufacturers known as little tobacco. As part of a huge settlement big tobacco entered into with 46 states in 1998 over smoking-related health care costs, big tobacco has to pay Missouri a special fee that smaller companies don't. Rollo says this allows little tobacco to undercut companies like Reynolds.
You have such a low price on cigarettes, such a discount price, that it's very easy for low-income people to buy cigarettes.
Amendment 3 creates an extra tax on these brands that Rollo says would stop them from being able to sell at bargain basement prices. Little Tobacco fired back. It's thrown its weight behind a smaller tax increase, 23 cents a pack on all brands, so the small company's cigarettes would remain cheaper than those of Big Tobacco. But some of the strongest opposition to Amendment 3 comes from groups like Missouri Cures, a medical research coalition. Dina Ladd is the group's executive director.
We did not want to get involved, but we had no choice.
Ladd says her group was taken aback by the small print of the amendment, language that does not appear on the ballot summary, which prohibits the funds from being used for stem cell research. That led her group to speak out against a measure which would seem to have nothing to do with research funding.
Because of the language in there, we feel it could chip away at what we put in the Constitution back in 2006, safeguarding stem cell research.
Other groups have similar concerns about the amendment's ban on the use of tax proceeds for abortions or tobacco research. Rollo says these restrictions were added to address the concerns of social conservatives in the state.
So how do you come up with a policy that everybody can live with, basically?
Many education advocates aren't happy with the use of the funds either. Rather than going to public schools, the money will be made available as grants that could go to religious or private education groups. Rollo says these groups run a lot of pre-K programs, and in many parts of the state, they're better positioned than public schools to expand. This has all added up to a pretty confusing situation for a lot of voters, says Doug Luke of Washington University.
They see multiple bills on the ballot. They hear that public health groups are arguing about this, and even the tobacco industry is fighting itself, which is very unusual.
So tonight I want to just kind of focus on you guys and where you are with your own individual smoking and how we can help you to kind of
cut back. At the Restart Homeless Shelter near downtown Kansas City, Ashley Ray of the American Lung Association leads a free smoking cessation class. Though a tobacco tax increase has been a longtime goal of the American Lung Association and other anti-smoking groups, they worry imposing such a small increase now might eliminate the chance of a future increase that would have a real impact on smoking rates.
There is a sense here of, at some point, we need to get something passed. But that's not how you do sound policy.
And it seems that many voters agree. A recent poll by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch shows little support for either measure, the one supported by Big Tobacco or the one supported by Little Tobacco. For Heartland Health Monitor, I'm Alex Smith.
Heartland Health Monitor is a health reporting collaboration based here at KCUR 89.3.